Such an interesting night, interesting week I've had. One of the things I've promised myself lately is that I'm going to learn something that I have wanted to learn for a really long time, and that's how to really dig into 3D animation and 3D modeling on the computer, as opposed to on the typewriter, I guess. But yeah, it's late. I'm tired. But I'm really happy with what I've done so far. It's the sort of thing that I've always kind of thought that it would be a blast, and it sort of fits into what I do already with, you know, digital illustration, and it would sort of give me just another tool to have fun with and bring to my artwork, and hopefully get into some short film. And the real trick is, okay, for instance, with Adobe Photoshop and Adobe Illustrator, I've used Photoshop. I was thinking about this today. I've used Adobe Photoshop now for, what, since 1995, roughly? 95, 96? The first version of Photoshop I owned was a bootleg version that I got at school. It came on 11 3.5-inch floppy disks. And I believe it was Photoshop 4, maybe? And I just remember the first time I saw it, a guy called me up, a buddy of mine, up to his room at the dorm, and he's like, "You've got to see this. This is really cool." And he starts messing around on it. And it's funny to think back at that now, that guy probably didn't realize, or obviously he doesn't realize, but how important introducing me to Photoshop was for my life. I mean, it really kind of took over at that point where, you know, now, if you told me back then that I would be doing the sorts of things I do now, I would never have believed it. But yeah, it came on 11 3.5-inch floppy disks, and I didn't know anything about it, really. I mean, it was so dense, and there was so much to know even then. And looking back on it now, that version of Photoshop was crazy simple compared to today's version. And I don't even have the latest version. I'm working on CS4 now, so I haven't even used CS5 yet, which is a quantum leap ahead of CS4. But it took a long time. At this point, I think it's pretty fair to say that I'm pretty much a Photoshop master. It's the only thing I think that I'm that familiar with. The second runner up to that would be Illustrator, but Photoshop in particular, you know, all the keyboard shortcuts. Actually, I've pretty much remapped probably half the keyboard shortcuts just for my own to make it a little easier on me. But so it has been a long time since I've had to really go back to school on learning a complicated program. And Blender is definitely complicated. I've tried Maya, and I've tried a few of the others. 3D Studio Max, I didn't like it all. Maya is cool, but the real problem with learning 3D animation, for me anyway, has been finding a really good place to get some tutorials. And you know, where do you begin? Where do you begin to learn? What I've found is that the biggest thing that was holding me back was simply learning the interface. I've known more or less what to do, but finding everything is hard, is really hard when you're opening up these programs. But I made my first sort of animation tonight. I've never done a 3D animation before. I was really happy with it. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it was very simple. It was basically just spinning text. But this morning I couldn't do spinning text, so it's a big leap for me. And more to the point, I'm beginning to figure out what kinds of questions I need to ask and find the answers to, which is always a big step. But pretty cool. You know, another little notch in the belt, so to speak, for doing some some nifty short film work and special effects and that sort of thing. So I will hopefully keep my progress posted and let everybody know how it's going if you're interested. If you're not, then you're not listening to me, so it's okay. So I'm going to assume that you're fascinated by all this, in which case, thank you, and you're awesome, just by the way.